Devon Vale had a 93-yard game in December for a team that traded for him midseason, and at pick 230, receiver 91, the market is paying for those flashes while ignoring the traffic that just showed up in front of him. This episode is about a big slot receiver, a late-season pulse, and a rookie the Saints spend a top 10 pick on.
This season, split across two teams but read as one 9-game line, 25 catches on 39 targets for 293 yards and two touchdowns. On half PPR scoring, that is 6 points a game, 63rd among receivers per game, 95th in total. 12.5% of New Orleans targets in his games, fourth on the team, but trending up. A 3-catch, 37-yard week, then 8 catches for 93, then 5 for 69. The arrow was pointing the right way when the season ended on a shoulder injury.
The career is 2 years in a trade, a promising rookie season in Denver, 41 catches, 475 yards, 3 scores, then a midseason move to New Orleans that reset his depth chart standing. A big-bodied slot with reliable hands, still on a cheap rookie deal, still establishing what his ceiling is. The pattern beat is the sticky volume story with an asterisk. Targets are the identity stat. They replicate at 0.79 across 954 receiver seasons. And Valet's late season target trend is the encouraging part. But stickiness only helps if the target share survives the offseason, and this one had to run a gauntlet that got harder, not easier.
Muffed!
The situation added a top 10 rookie to the room. New Orleans drafted Jordan Tyson 8th overall per the club, and he projects as the number 2 receiver behind Chris Olave, which slots Vela at the 3rd spot at best. Rashid Shaheed, who had been ahead of him, left for Seattle, so one mouth cleared, but a first rounder replaced him and then some. Kellen Moore runs the offense and calls the plays, and the quarterback picture is an unsettled competition, the kind of thing that caps every receiver's floor until it resolves. Vela finished last year on injured reserve with a shoulder problem and was activated in the offseason, per the beat, so health is a checked box, while the target math is the open question. A big slot who wins on size and hands, Vela profiles as a possession complement, the kind of receiver whose fantasy value is made or unmade entirely by target volume. And target volume is precisely what a first-round rookie claims first.
The price? Receiver 91 at pick 230. The slot pays 4 points a game. He produced 6 in his 9. Our verdict? Watch list. The per-game beat over the price is real and the late-season tape is encouraging, but a top 10 rookie now sits between him and the ball, and the quarterback throwing it is undecided. The caveat runs both ways. If Vela holds a starting outside role and the passing game stabilizes, 6 points a game at a 230 price is a value. And if Tyson and the rest push him into a rotation, the 95th in total line is closer to his reality than the December flashes. Watch the camp depth chart behind Olave and Tyson first, then which quarterback wins the job and whether he trusts Vela, then the September target share against last year's 12.5%. The tools are real. The runway got shorter the week New Orleans drafted his competition. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.